Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
And hi, everybody. This is Orly Benny Davis, and this is Jerusalem with Love, from Jerusalem with Love. You know, guys, this is an incredible time in the state of Israel because the recognition of President Donald Trump in Jerusalem as the capital of Israel just evolved and just start changing the setting on, you know, in the Holy Land. And it's time that we all come together as we start, you know, 2018, it all's flavored like it's going to be okay this time. This time around, we're going to play it right. This time around, we're not going to check out the war condition immediately as it can. This time, we're going to make it back, you know, to the universe. We're going to give it back with love. That's why we all are here for, and that's why we are endorsing everybody that come together and help to create a better world. That's why when you go out and you help yourself, you know, help the world, you're part of the good team. You're part of the light. You're part of this universe that needs to be to evolve and create a better society for tomorrow, for the children that we all cherish so much, for those, you know, wandering people all over the globe, for those people that are in fame and really, and it's not a call, you know, for world peace like, you know, the beauty queen things do, it, you know, just to say it is from the bottom of our heart, from people that been through so many wars, that saw it happening and evolved around it, that from the people who want you to understand that war is not an option. We need to come back and start working on building this world again and better. I hope that you are in with me. I hope that you stay for this. We're going to have Lee Kaplan in the continuation of this show, and I wish you all the best. So stay tuned, and we'll be back. And just remember, you can. This is a live show, so you can call in to Israeli News Talk Radio and talk to us anytime you want. We are here. We'll stop everything to listen to what you have to say, because we come from love, with love, to you all over the globe. And wherever you're listening to us, just stay tuned, because the best is yet to come. God bless you.
Hi everyone, this is Andrea Simintow from Jerusalem, inviting you to drop everything and join me on my show, Pull Up a Chair. We'll visit this week's quirky stories, meet fabulous guests, and discover my Israel. Together we'll laugh, shout, and explain the topics that make us say, hey, we've got to talk about that. So get comfortable and pull up a chair with me, Andrea Simintow, every Thursday on Israel News Talk Radio.
And we are back. This is Orly Benny Davis with From Jerusalem with Love. You know, today we have a very important guest, a guest that has a heart for the right thing to do, a heart that is really made from gold, because the people that work so hard for this universe, sometimes they are, you know, short-handed, but they play it right. And this guy is a superman for me, because he speaks right and he speaks justice to power, and that's what counts in these days. I want to introduce you all to Lee Kaplan. Lee, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for that wonderful introduction.
You see, you heard that right.
Yeah.
It's all right, perfect. Now let's start.
I can tell the audience that Orly is not my mother.
Absolutely right. Hey, I'm younger than you, I hope. Anyway, well, I'm not sure about that. Let's not start with that. Lee Kaplan, you've been through so much. You've been talking and you're writing on, you know, the Rich Seven. We have a, you know, journalism in English from Israel, and you are kind enough to write there. Tell me about the issues of today that you're most concerned about.
Well, I'm concerned every day about what's happening with Israel. I just had an article there at Eretz Sheva where I added to the BDS blacklist that the government missed a lot of the main boycotters that they really need to be aware of. But what I wanted to talk about today, if possible, was
yes,
what's
sir.
Going on at UC Berkeley, as we discussed earlier. Before we scheduled the show.
Right.
And what we have there at UC Berkeley is we have a Hamas apparatchik named Hatem Bazian, who is on the faculty there as a lecturer. And he is probably the most damaging thing against Israel in the United States. Now, Hatem Bazian was a student. He came from Nablus, and he became a student at San Francisco State, and he was one of the founders there of the General Union of Palestinian Students, or the GUPS. And the GUPS is actually a terrorist organization. It was started by Arafat, and they used to be based in Gaza. Well, they still are, I think, based in Gaza and in the EU. And Bazian came on the scene. He started the GUPS. He became the campus president. And see, one of the things I hope if we do future shows is to illustrate for your listeners there just how much damage the GUPS are doing at San Francisco State. For example, they run the campus. But Bazian graduated, and he went to UC Berkeley. Are you still there?
Of course I am here.
Okay.
I'm actually trying to follow you.
This
guy is amazing because thinking that he came from Nablus, go to the State University of San Francisco, then he created a union that actually a PLO, you know, unionized by the Palestinian, and he went all the way to Berkeley?
What he did was he got a master's degree at San Francisco State. See, San Francisco State is an interesting animal. The campus used to be run by the Black Panthers.
Wow.
And with time, it was taken over by the Palestinian students on the campus. And actually, you can go to the campus. There was a big issue at one point. You can go to the Student Union building, and they used to have a painting of a Jewish Star of David dripping with blood.
Oh my God!
And they still have a picture there on the wall of Edward Said, who was a PLO apparatchik and academic supposedly. Anyway, he graduated. He went to UC Berkeley. He got a PhD, and he knew the inner workings of the campuses. And what he did was he founded the Students for Justice in Palestine. And this was an extension from the GUPS. The GUPS is the only GUPS chapter in the United States. Mainly, I believe this is because they're a little bit worried that people will find out that they are a terrorist organization. But he founded the Students for Justice in Palestine at the UC Berkeley campus. And then what he set upon doing is he worked out what's similar to what they call a RICO operation. RICO was during the Depression. The gangsters would set up different chapters, as it were, to sell drugs and prostitution.
Yeah, underground operation.
Right. Well, what he did is he followed that model, and he set up chapters of the Students for Justice in Palestine all over the United States and Canada. There's 150 chapters. They're on every campus. And the interesting thing is it's kind of brilliant because he does this, and the chapters, because they're on the campuses and they're listed as clubs, but they're really not clubs, they get student activity money, taxpayer money, to do
right.
their operations.
Oh, so and that's actually a very well-funded operation because it's based on American foundation. You know, you get your tax money dollars to pay for those organizations.
Well, you see, the thing is that the universities, you know, they try to be inclusive of clubs. So you have a ski club, you have a chess club, you have a debate club. They set up the Students for Justice in Palestine at all these campuses. I mean, I've been to their national conferences, and they boasted. They said, "You once you set up one of these chapters, then you can get all kinds of money from the administration and the college." And this is also with the private schools, too.
So, and you know, let's talk about the activity that they have, because it's more interesting. Once they get a hold of this club, what kind of activity they make that make you suspicious that they make terrorist activity? Because we cannot say that any club there is operating.
Well, lately they're getting more bold. For example, at San Francisco State, they had a case where the leader of the GUPS there was filmed holding a knife and saying he wanted to stab an Israeli soldier. And they attend these, and they get quite violent and noisy. They have these constant BDS, you know, boycott, divestment, and sanctions events. On the campuses, they do a lot of theater. They do die-ins. In other words, so you come to the campus, they've actually accosted students. They don't have to be Jewish, but they dress up, and you know, like supposedly Israeli soldiers, and they accost students on their way to class. And they say, let's see your identity card. The idea is, you know, this is what the Palestinians have to go through every day. They lie down en masse and pretend they're dead and say, you know, this is what it's like in Palestine. No. They're massacring us and everything like that.
Lee, do we have any recollection on the video on this, or testimony of the students? Because one thing that we need to come across is, you know, we have to tell the facts as they are. And because you recollect them, and because you are such a humongous source of information, it's great. But is it possible that in 150 clubs, nobody ever start witnessing this as a horrendous movement or something that it's disturbing the peace of the other student, because I assume the other student are threatened by them?
They are, and you know, some of the campuses, the Jewish students gather together and they try to oppose them, but they're not trained as well as they are, and a lot of them don't take personal interest. You know, as you know, the Palestinian movement to destroy Israel is almost messianic. And they deal with this constantly with propaganda. They're constantly attending meetings. Now, the Students for Justice in Palestine, he's very active, Hatem Bazin, because he also created a national group for the Students for Justice in Palestine. They have a yearly conference. In fact, at one of their conferences a year ago, they said, The road to destruction of Israel, the end of Israel, will be accomplished through the American college system. And that's exactly what they're trying
that's
to do.
That's what we're trying to do. Now, we have, you know, we are going to break, and we're going to follow up on the other side. But because we have like 2 minutes, I need to tell everybody, you know, terrorism is an act that threatened a lot of people. And right now, today, we are actually mourning the loss of a rabbi that got killed in a terrorist activity. And just now, they just announced that there was puncturing, you know, somebody got a hurt in Beersheba. And it's still, you know, it's terrorism in continuation. So anytime somebody incite any student or a lover of the Arab Muslim movement of Palestine, that they're inciting Israel. So I confirm to the fact that, you know, they're trying to threaten the safeguards of Israel by working on campus. And that's what you're all standing for. But I need to know that American police is doing better than just witnessing it. Is that possible?
No, they're not. They are not. Well, let me put it this way. They're not doing enough, which is one of the things I'll talk about you know, on the other side of the message that you're going to deliver.
Yes, yes, we have another minute or so, and it's important to understand that any time that you have a university, that it's a freedom of campus activity, you must recognize that there is a situation where people are coming under threat there, and they are shutting them off, and democracy or liberty or any kind of freedom that evolve, you know, that can academia needs to be confirmed every day again and again when you have such activity on ground. So I know that we have 30 seconds to go, and we need to stay for a break for a minute. But Lee, you're going to stay with us on the other side so we can keep on talking. And we really want to call upon the American you know, law enforcement to ask them what they're doing about the situation and how we're going to resolve it, and what happened on all those 150 chambers being funded by the university and not dealt with. Let's wait and be after that after the break. Thank you, Lee.
Howdy, this is Rita from League City, Texas, now living in Israel. And though my heart may have belonged to Texas, it now belongs to Israel and all the fantastic show hosts at Israel News Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Michael Solomon from Kiryat Arba, Israel. And why do I love listening to Israel News Talk Radio? Because I love listening to the interesting interviews they do and their news reporting that most other media sources don't cover.
Hey, this is Nicole Eko from Malmo, Sweden. It gets pretty cold here in Sweden, so I love cuddling up with a warm cup of tea while I listen to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is Frank Morris from Tennessee. Me and my dog Buster really love listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
We're back. It's Orly Benny Davis and from Jerusalem with love. We're continuing talking to Lee Kaplan on a very concerning situation on the campuses all over the United States and all so-called clubs that they all installed in it, which are made of...
And Orly, let me clarify.
Yes, sir.
I said there were 150 chapters of the SJP. There are 80 chapters of the SJP. In addition, there are some chapters of it that don't call themselves SJP. There are 150 chapters of the Muslim Students Association, though, which is closely linked with the SJP. And,
exactly.
Also, that Hatem Bazian had a hand in, you know, organizing that. But also, he created something called the American Muslims for Palestine, which Steve Emerson, who's a famous terrorism expert, consults the government, has said is another Hamas front, and Bazian heads the American Muslims for Palestine. So this man has managed to take the educational system in the United States and turn it into a major propaganda and PR and even on occasion violent organization to attack Israel.
To attack Israel is one thing, because Israel has an army to defend itself. And by all means, she's always concerned about security and whatever transpire from there. But I'm concerned about their students.
Let me explain, though. It's interesting that you say that about the army, and Israel always says that. Just to allude to an example, Rhodesia, when it existed, had one of the best anti-insurgent armies in the world. But the on the civil level, with riots and with underground things and stuff like that, today it's Zimbabwe. And it,
listen, but hold on. Now you're going to get my line, my famous line. You know, they can be Rhodesia, but this is Israel, and we have God. And, you know, there is a God, and it's not us. So let him control. If we are the chosen people, we are praying every day for him to safeguard us. That's why we have people like you that, you know, enlighten us to the situation. But by all means, please, don't compare, because Israel here is here to stay, and we are going from chayil to chayil, they say, from one strain to another. So let's keep up the hope, because Israel does go a mile. You know, it's not Rhodesia by all means.
Well, you know, my foundation, DAFKA, Defending America for Knowledge and Action, it has as the motto on the top of the website, "He who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep."
Right.
Now, of course, what that means is God will protect you. But
amen.
We take that and we apply that to the fact that, you know, you have to help yourself. So in other words, every Jew should neither slumber nor sleep when it comes to protecting Israel. And it's fine to, you know, put your faith in Hashem. That's great. Except that doesn't absolve you of the responsibility to neither slumber nor sleep to protect Israel. And that's what I hope to do with the show today, too, is to give some information to your listeners so they can do something beyond just praying and,
We are very aware of the condition. Usually Israeli are, you know, more than praying. We are active defender of our freedom. But I would like America, the symbol of freedom and liberty for all the world, to see. And we have a great beacon of light, Donald J. Trump, that everybody is trying to say that, you know, maybe is too much for the job. Well, you know, sometimes you need that too much to make the difference in the whole world. And we are hopeful that, you know, the people that are working with together with him will get their act together and clean the house, because all the liberty and freedom cannot stop on the gateway of the academic arena, because the academic was the gate to freedom, and now for all of a sudden become tolerance to terrorist activity, because by all means, all this BDS movement is anti-Semitism undercover. It's all action that makes people want to be against Jewish people. And every Jew that pass along, which they are, you know, in school, they're teaching, they're learning there, they are under threat. And they are not going to be, you know, tolerant for a long time. We need to some action here.
See, now, just to take that a step further, though, The infiltration in the colleges and the infiltration in the education level, and, you know, they're even getting into the elementary schools now, is so great over here that what's happening now is you're having upcoming generations of secular Jewish kids who are running around for Hamas. Now, you know, they don't know what's in the Hamas charter, and they don't realize that it calls for
the annihilation of Jewish people. Now we're talking about Judaism. Judaism is a choice, and I know that the American liberty and freedom makes you choose whoever you marry and love, and that's where we're really calling upon all people to understand that Judaism is under threat always, because that's the way it is. We're really a little, you know, the amount of people around the world are tiny. We have like 14 million average. And the fact that the American Jewish community feel that it's okay to, you know, to forget that they are Jewish someday and just remember the next day they're Jewish, it's not helping. I would like you to understand that being Jewish is not, it's a way of life. And every time you choose to stop being a Jew, you cannot, on the other end, when you're under threat, call yourself, and ask for help. So I'm really, really concerned about this fact that you're saying that they are helping Hamas. It's
well,
impossible.
I'll give you an example. In Boston, they have Temple Isaiah. It's run by a rabbi there named Howard Jaffe. He invited to the temple, and there's a video on YouTube that your listeners can find. He invited to the temple three Muslim groups, which all have connections to Hamas. He invited them to the synagogue, to come in the sanctuary, and they did it as a fundraiser to raise money for the three groups. And he lets them solicit the Jews in the congregation to donate money.
All right, let's not think that we are, by saying that another Jew is helping, probably want to make peace, because all those people that go with the Palestinian, they're trying to come to some kind of accord. You know, they have, when you're a rabbi, you really want to make peace. You believe in what you do. So when
sure.
they tell, you're right. When they tell your
sure,
story,
But the thing is, see, if the rabbi is informed, then he would know what he's doing. What he's doing is he's doing damage. He's helping them in the long run attack the Jews in Yeshua, for example. He may not want to, you know. But what he's doing is, you know, he thinks he's making peace. The best test for these guys is I say to the rabbis, okay, now ask them if you can come to the mosque and do a fundraiser.
We cannot blame them for trying. We can understand the achievist way that those organizations are working. We need to go on, you know, the roots of the cause. Those organizations that are funded by American tax money dollars, that being undercover a student activity format of any club, when they can go and ask for money and get whatever they want from the American government taxpayer dollars. And then,
which brings us to the main subject for my interview today, which we talked about earlier.
That we have 3 minutes to go.
Going back to Hatem Bazian, UC Berkeley is probably one of the most premier universities in the United States. And he has turned that campus into a cash cow for his movement. He has every year an Islamophobia conference, is what he calls it. And he brings in all manner of, anti-Israel type people. And he holds these conferences and he tries to pass them off. Well, he does. He passes them off as academic events. Now, I have a letter, which I guess you didn't get a chance to put it up on the website. But
I'm sorry.
I sent a letter to the chancellor. You know, I went and I covered one of his Islamophobia conferences. Two things which were glaringly sticking out there was, one, he had a supposed to be an academic event to prove Islamophobia in the United States.
We have one minute to go, Lee.
I'm sorry?
We have 1 minute to go. I need to wrap it up. And I want you to send this letter and put it on our website. I was expecting you actually to put it on our program. It's important for you guys all to do something that Lee is
right.
calling.
I think you have the letter, but I'll send it again. You can put it up on the website. Your listeners should take that letter and send it to the chancellor at UC Berkeley. She's new on the job. And, the email address is there. And,
all right.
If she's getting letters from Israel, and I would urge other people, take the letter, use it as a format to write your own letter. But if she's getting letters from Israel, and other Jews around the world listen to your show, if she's getting letters from around the world, then she can't ignore it as easily. See, because what they do is they get away with these things, and then they die down after a week, and nobody knows about it.
Right.
That's
so
one reason
let's,
why I came on the show.
Beautiful. Lee Kaplan, that's a great time to wrap it up. It's the letter that we're going to post on my program from Israel, from Jerusalem with Love. And we are going to ask you all to send it to UC Berkeley and ask for example, why don't you review what your club is doing? And with your context, of course. And I want to thank you for being on the show. It was a great pleasure. You have a great voice. God bless you. And we'll talk to you on probably sometime soon, okay? Next week, maybe,
okay,
if we really have a chance. All right? God bless
you.
Thank you. Have a great day, America.
Hey, everyone. This is Ari Fulda. I want to invite you all to join me on my weekly show, Bulletproof, here on Israel News Talk Radio. It's the weekly show we discover, expose, and destroy all anti-Israel propaganda that's spread throughout the universe, both from outside Israel, including also inside Israel. Join me every week, and let's defend Israel together.
Bulletproof. live every Sunday at 5 p.m. Israel time, 10 a.m. U.S. Eastern time.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis and with from Jerusalem with love. I must tell you something. The power that America has over the world, spirit, never end. It's something that you guys have to understand. The work that America does for the free world is immense. Yesterday I was walking on the mall and I saw a sign of the peace. The 60s used to go with a peace signal on their chains and on the jeans. And I remember when I was a kid, when I remember when there was the peacenik movement, it was such a powerful thing to do. And I want really to explain the world what America does. And sometimes the American themselves forget who they are. They are really a beacon of light of freedom. There is no question about it. And the fact that, the president, Donald J. Trump, wants to make America great again, it's not because America is not great or stop being great. It's because the world, through 2001, the Twin Tower collapsing, all that stuff made it, made the world question the leadership. And then you have one lady from, that want to remove America from the leadership position, which the most, the most audacious stuff to do in this world of today, when the European Union, the Mogherini, the ex-commie, yes, she wants to replace American leadership in the world. I wonder where she want to take this world, because she cannot take the European Union nowhere. That boat is completely under mess, and the European Union is drowning in craziness that was created. Thank God, that we have Merkel and Martin Schulz that are starting to combine forces for the good of their nation, at least, and the European maybe can have a hold, because Germany is replacing what was bad with the good. You see, they saw bad. They made bad. They made a choice to change. And the world needs to come together to the closure that, that movement of BDS, which is anti-Semite by being, because anytime you said anti something, it's against a race. This is anti Israel. It's against a nation. Did you see something anti Mexican? It's like, oh, the Mexican, they have so many people that they're going and they're selling drugs and everything in the world. Yeah, you see a movement against that? It's amazing that they get funded. And we have an ex-Jewish people. And when I say Jewish people is a way of life and Jewish people is a choice, anytime you stop being Jewish by mannerism, you don't represent the Jewish way of life. Even though that we Jewish people we've been chosen to take the duty, keep on the faith in God of Israel, and keep on going to try to shed a light on the nations. And we have no choice. We're going to stay always Jewish. And, whatever people see is think that they can go and change, pretend to be elsewhere, they always have that light that gives you the trust in God, that you have the duty and the honor to carry on such a duty, because to be a servant of God, it's the highest honor that the mankind can have achieved. And the Jewish people finally are coming here. And you know what? We're working very hard now to build something on the Mount of Zion. Mount of Zion that been, in the every news all the time when you talk about Zion is Jerusalem. We're trying to create a center for the universe to come and be sharing together one voice for all the world, for liberty. And I'm calling upon America to come and help us build this stuff, because without America, as the freedom fighter of the world, we cannot achieve, the real grasp. We cannot really come to conclusion. And every time the Palestinians don't want America at the table, I guess they don't want liberty and they don't want freedom. And I guess they don't want a partner, because without America, we ain't going anywhere. And without America, we are Israeli. We don't play, because we are a truthful friend, not just a truthful. We're brother and sister in this war, and we are going to fight it to the other side to make everybody understand that there is a peaceful way to coexist. There is a peaceful way to be, and we are here to fight for it. And we're standing up and, you know, against all odds, all the time, but we always with a prayer that, you know, God will help us see the days. And I call upon you, glorious people all over the world. You know, we have a lot of Jewish people all around. Come to visit Israel. And all the people that wants freedom, wants peaceful, that want to come, please join us, because the force of good have to come together. That's the only way we can win this war. And terrorism is really, it's done. You guys are done. You overlook so much. By the end of the world, you know, by the end of the day, the world saw your true face. And you, Hollywood, that went all in black to say, you know, me too. Yeah, you all in black, because you are the picture perfect of what America was wrong, what the world was. Give us some light. Give us some white. The next Oscar, I want you all guys to be in white, because you will show us what the world can be. I want to see all those Disney movies back in the serenade for the kids to share, to see, to sing, not what you all picture us, to show us that you are. You show us the dark side of the moon, and it's not a pink floor, I'm sorry, the dark side of the world, and it's about time, all right? It's about time that we come together. And I'm telling you, you can call me anytime to say if you don't agree, but I think that Israeli News Talk Radio is doing such a fine job, because it works so hard to give you the best news always from Jerusalem. And for you, President Donald J. Trump, we love you. We think that you're a great man. And I know that people can understand. And I'm so sorry they don't help you out, because if there are any crowded or any confusion in the White House, you know, you have people, you have staff. They should take off business. It's not the president's job to, you know, to organize. He came to serve. He didn't come, you know, to reorganize you guys. You don't want to serve? Well, I'm sure that there will be a time to be replaced. And, you know, when you have a major league construction being done, a major league product being done, it's always a mess before that. Because construction, any time that you change a foundation of a bad situation, you always will see a mess. So whoever say that they see the mess and the fury of whatever they see now, they see only the reproduction of a great show. And I want you to tell you that the story in Beersheba was not, it was a criminal act. Some criminals running in Israel too, so... Please don't worry about us. We are worrying about you, because you guys have to take your act together and make sure to get out and clear the academia. We need the thoughtful. We need philosophical thought coming up in this age and time. We don't need some abusive people screaming us that you want to get rid of the president. You know, it's like the coalition in Israel. They always want to topple the government. It's like they cannot. They wake up in the morning and say, "How we topple the prime minister?" But your prime minister Benjamin Netanyahu is one of the prime people of this universe at this time, and you want to topple him? I'll play you every time, again and again, and you never know what he come up with. It is brilliant. And instead, they're going to see what the world of they're living in is actually asking, what they need, to go to every place and ask, what do you actually need? Is that something I can take care of for the next election? No, they work on today. They forget tomorrow. So I want to remind you all that there is a tomorrow, and there is a day, and there is a moment when you can achieve greatness. Don't stop believing. Start doing whatever you can, because tomorrow is a better day. Tomorrow is a great day. And this year is gonna be a year of completion. We're gonna start and we're gonna make it happen. And you all, my friends, my Arab Muslim friends, that you are all over the world that want peace and happiness, trust me, we're going to make it. We're going to find it, because I know how much kindness those Muslim people can find in their heart. I know that there are a service that they can serve. I know that this world is made by for all of us. And that's why we're going to help each other out. So by all means, this is not a call against anti-Muslim. This is actually calling all the good people to come to world, no matter who you are. Because we are all brother and sister in this world, and we are here. So I want you to stay always with Israeli News Talk Radio, because it's a great station. And I hope you visit my show on, you know, From Jerusalem with Love, because I want to send you all the love in the world to make you happy, to understand that there is a God and it's not us. So by all means, we're wrapping the show of today. This is the 10th of January, 2018, and trust me, it feels like it's gonna be a great, great year. It seems to be that, you know, it's cold up there, but cozy and a lot of love in the air for everybody, I assume. And, you know, before you know it, it's gonna be February and Valentine's, so get ready. I don't know why I say that, but it's okay. I'm sending you all my love and a prayer to all the wounded soldier everywhere to get better. I want you to be strong, and I want you to know that we are here next week. God bless you all. Take care, and take care of the children, because they are hope and the future of the world. We love you all, and stay sweet and kindness in this world.
Where can you get the inside news on Israel? At Israel News Talk Radio, we're dedicated to sharing Israel's inside story with the world by providing our listeners with news on Israeli politics, current affairs, and Israeli Jewish culture. The Israel News Talk Radio homepage also provides you, the listener, with useful information at your fingertips, with scrolling news headlines, weather, currency exchange, Shabbat candlelighting times, and so much more. Our radio programming is always accessible and on demand. We operate absolutely free of charge for everyone, everywhere. If you love what we do, partner with us now by becoming an Israel News Talk Radio supporter. With your support, you'll be inscribed on our Israel News Talk Radio Wall of Fame. There's nothing like us in the world. Be part of something great. Israel News Talk Radio. Straight talk from Israel.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.